And if you go to your local MVC to do what you need to do, you'll have plenty of time to do the math. If you can go to your local MVC, you might have been hearing that they're closing faster than they're opening. Most recently, this past Monday, Flemington and Rahway had to shut down after an employee in each tested positive for the coronavirus. The Flemington Licensing Center, that's going to reopen on Monday, November 30th. And Rahway is going to reopen on this coming Tuesday. Well, that's because the employee at Rahway tested positive. They were last in the agency all the way back on November 9th over in Flemington. The outbreak of one, I guess you could call it, was a bit more recent. Inspection stations in Flemington and Rahway, they stay open. As well, the Rahway Road Test Center, because those are in separate buildings from the agencies where the person of one outbreak took place. But last Thursday, the state hit a high of 10 MVC facilities closed due to positive employee testing. So looking at that whole situation, here's just an update of what's opened, reopened, and when any others are going to reopen. Runnymede Vehicle Center, they reopened this past Thursday. So did the Trenton Regional Vehicle Center. Oh, no, they reopened this past Friday. Eatontown Regional Licensing Center, they also reopened this past Friday. Bayonne is opening on November 25th. So is Wallington Vehicle Center. South Plainfield Licensing Center. They operated by appointment only until November 23rd. Then they're going back to the regular situation. And Wayne Licensing Center operated by appointment only. But that's changing on November 23rd. Policy is to, after an agency is closed due to an employee testing positive for the coronavirus, the buildings are cleaned and they remain closed until contact tracing has cleared enough employees to reopen or until any required quarantine is complete. But there is a lot you can do with the NJMVC via their website, which is njmvc.gov. You can, let's see here, renew your driver's license. You can get a duplicate driver's license, organ donor registration. You can change your address, check for inspection wait times. You can pay your reservation fee. They like that. For your parking tickets, traffic tickets, your surcharges. You can get your driver history record, schedule a road test. For your vehicle, you can get a duplicate registration. Again, change of address, renew your vehicle registration. You can locate an emission repair facility, a private inspection center, state inspection station. You can schedule an inspection even on the website, pay your parking and traffic tickets. If you want personalized plates, sports plates, dedicated plate, any of those special plates, you can do that as well on the website. Now, keep in mind, and you'll see it noted when you go to the website, some of these services come with a, let me get the exact phrase here. Oh, a convenience fee to do them online. But given the option, convenience fee versus sitting in a lawn chair outside of an NJMVC location in 25 degree weather before the sun comes up. Yeah, maybe that's a justifiable name for a convenience fee. You can find all at njmvc.gov. Government making your life easier.